Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we were discussing Shor HaNiskal. The Gemara in Kiddushin in Vav Amud Beis says, how do we know Shor HaNiskal is Aser Bahana? And it says, because it says, Sakal Yisakal Asher, I don't know that it's in Avail, and Avail is Aser Bachila, so Matam Adam Le'achal Es Pesaro. So why does the Pasuk have to tell us that you shouldn't eat the meat? Avadi, you shouldn't eat the meat. Magid Chashim Shechto, Lacha Shenik Mardino, Aser Bachila is telling you that if you shechted it after the Gemar Din, it's still going to be Aser Bachila, and the Gemara goes on to prove that it's also Aser Bahana. So the Rishonim ask here, and the Shittim Kubetzim, Baba Kamadaf Mem Aleph, why don't we say that we need the Pasuk V'Lo'echol Es Pesaro, not to tell us that if you shechted it after the Gemar Din, that this Shor HaNiskal is going to be... It's going to be Aser Bachila, but say that you need the Pasuk to tell you, Lo Yachal Es Pesaro, to tell you that if it's a Ben Pkua who killed a person, Ben Pkua doesn't require Shechita. Its mother was Shechted, it came out of the mother's womb, alive. So if this Ben Pkua killed somebody, that it doesn't require Shechita. And therefore, it's not going to be Aser Alts Nevela. So why don't we say the Yochel Es Pesaro is telling us the Chiddush about a Ben Pkua? So it says the Tosrid that a Ben Pkua is an Aser at all. Because if you shechted it after Gemar Din, it's Taka Mutter. If you shechted an animal before Gemar Din, it's Mutter. So a Ben Pkua also. Even if you shechted it after Gemar Din, it's still going to be Mutter. So why do you kill it? Kill it to remove the Nezik from the world. But the bus is not going to be Aser. The bus is not going to be Aser. It doesn't matter how it's killed. The bus is not going to be Aser. Just like before Gemar Din. The Basar is an Aser for a regular animal. So to hear after Gemar Din by Ben Kua, the Basar is an Aser. And he compares it to a shore that was most of it was already shechted. That the Basar is an Aser. And we asked number of kashas on this. How can you compare the two? Nishchat kodem gemar din. The shor doesn't have din skila, but a ben pkua, which is a shor chai, and it has a gemar din, so it has a chi of skila. So why shouldn't the baser become aser? And also comparing it to having the animal shechted already, both simanim or most of both simanim. So what's the comparison? If an animal that's shechted is called a living shor, so then how do you know it's not usser? And if it's alive, then shaykh gemar din and skila. And if it's not considered chai, then what's the comparison to ben pkua, which is chai? That's what we were trying to understand. We read the Rambam. Rambam says, Nemar b'shor nitzkav lochal es pesaro, heichav shor Hayev shalach lo achas sheniskal v'ayu neveila elo ba'akos velo diachas shekem shenig mardinu l'skil anasav anasik abhem tmeya. So the Rambam here tells us that the animal after the Gemar Din for skila becomes like a behema tmeya. I mean, why don't understand what's going on over here? Why don't we just say that it's usher? Why do we have to use this dimyon that it's also like a behemoth tamei? That was our kash in the Rambam. And then we were miyaseid in the Rambam that he holds that this nevela is not like it's a nevela. This animal, this shor haniskal, is a nevela. But it's a different type of nevela insofar as that it's a nevela, it's aser bahana. Normally nevelas are mutter bahana, but this nevela is aser bahana. That's the yisod that we wanted to say that we proved in the Rambam. The Rambam says that Neser of Anasik of Behemoth Tameya, And since it's like a behemoth tameya, if he shechted it after the Gemara din, it's usser. And what does the Rambam mean? That we learn from the pasuk that shechita is not effective. And hopefully we're going to get to the reason why shechita isn't effective. But after he shechted after the Gemara din, shechita is no longer effective. It becomes like a behemoth tameya. And the Yisra Achila is Alts Nevela. Since Shechit is not effective, can't Shecht it, and you killed it, so it has a Din Nevela. Because the Shechit is no good, so what's a no good Shechit? A Nevela. And then we learn from Lo Yechal Es Besaro that it's Aser Bahana, even though normally the Nevelas are Mutter Bahana. But this Nevela is Aser Bahana. The Rambam concludes, when it gets skila, you shouldn't sell it. You shouldn't give it to the dog, you shouldn't give it to the goyim. So it's contrasting with a nevela. That since it has a din nevela, you would think that you're allowed to, but nevela you give to the club, you give to the akum. But this nevela you're not allowed to. So this is a nevela that's aser bahana. That's where we got in the last cheer. We also medayik that from the Meiri. And now we're going to take it further. This is again based on the Torah of Hagon Reb Moshe Chevroni, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chevron, Zichrono Livracha. The Rambam says in Minyan HaMitzvahs at the beginning of Ochos Macholas Asuros, Shelole Hanos Bishor Niskal. Not to get Hana from Bishor Niskal, and this is very difficult to understand. B'chol Asurei Hana, the Rambam writes, Shelolechol. Shlolechol orla, shlolechol kilei akerem. Now, b'kilei akerem, it doesn't say lo yochel, it says pentukdash, and we say tukareish. It's going to be burned. And therefore, it says in Pesachim Dav Chafei, akom vodim b'kilei akerem, shlokam leim shloka derech hanasim, mishim t'ksiv, t'loksiv bu'achila. There, your loke, shloka derech hanasim. Because it doesn't say dafka achila. Doesn't say lo yocha. It says pentukdash. If you do this, it's going to be burned. But it doesn't say lo yocha. And yet the Rambam writes lo yochal by kilei akerem. Shor niskal, it says lo yochal es besor. The Rambam writes shelo lehanos. Baser b'chalav, which is learned from the fact that it says three times lo sevashel. Aser b'bishal b'achila b'hana. The Rambam doesn't write lo lehanos. The Rambam writes lo lechol. V'lam abdafka b'shor niskal, does the Rambam say shelo lehanos? That's our kasha. The Rambam says, "Shlolecho kilei akerem." We want to understand that also. It doesn't say lo yochel kilei akerem. It only says nisra hana. So what's the pshat? So pshat is that shitas Rambam is beemes she'eno loka al shum hana chutz me'achila b'chol esurei hana. Malchus is only for achila. Any yisur hana, malk is only for achila. Hein bebaser b'cholav, hein beorla, hein bekilei akerem. And that's the Rambam says in the halachatess perichas halachatess vav halachos machos asuras. If it's aser b'hana, he gets a malchus d'rabbanan, but he doesn't get a malchus d'oraisa. The only malchus d'oraisa is for achila. And the reason is that in Pesachim, Daf Chof Dalet, I'm Rabbi Abo, Kol Asurim Shebetorah, In Lokan Aleim Ela Derech Hanosim, Chol Deroi L'achila, In Derech Hanosim, El Derech Achila Ketikuna. So Surin Shabbat Torah, you get Malkus Derech Hana, and if it's Roy L'Achila, Derech Hana is only Derech Achila. And according to that, it says the Magid Mishnah, Iser Achila, Iser Hana, Kedin Chatzi Shir, Sha'aser Menat Torah Vein Lokan Alav. The Iser Hana has a din of a Chatzi Shir, that's Aser Menat Torah, but you don't get Malkus. So in the Masses Moshe, in Psech Psochim, he explains, Baruch Hashitas HaRambam, why kol hanos chutz me'achila are considered shaloga derech hana'osam, v'lama afilu b'kilei akerem u'b'basar b'cholav, you only get Malkus for Achilas Hanah, v'lo Shar Hanos. And even though Kili Akerem, you get Malkus, even though you ate Shelo Kederech Hana'asan, Afal Pichein, Kol Shar Al Shar Hanos, Ein Oloike Chutz Me'achila. Wow. So this is a topic for another share for us to explain, but those are the facts on the ground. Hilos ma'acholas asuros perkid al chazayin v'ochol kizayis mikilei akerem loke eating. V'chein uchol malkum, the Rambam writes shirak al achila loikin. So mark that down. Drop me a line. Send me an email. Call me up. Remind me to give that share. What's the difference? What's pshat over there? That dafka achila. What's the makor? Minayin lanu she'aser min haTorah shar hanos. So that's a. And what's pshat in the Magid Mishnah? It's a din chatzishir. Okay, so that's those are hopefully coming attractions. אבל על כל פנים שיטס הרמב״ם בכל איסורי הנא אפילו בכלי הכרם ובשר בחלב אין אלוהיק אלא הנאס אכילה ולא על שאר הנאס. You only get malchus for הנאס אכילה, not for other הנאס. And therefore he writes in the minyan המצווס שלא לאכול כלי הכרם ושלא לאכול בשר בחלב. He writes in the minyan המצווס not to eat כלי הכרם, not to eat בשר בחלב. Shein azhara b'tara al anos achila v'al shar hanos. That's the Torah dika iser. The Torah dika iser is hanos achila v'lo shar hanos. And therefore we have a kasha. Why by shor haniskal does the Rambam say shelo lehanos mishor haniskal? All right, by shor haniskal also eino loke el alanos achila v'lo al shar hanos. Like the Rambam says, perkhes halacha tesvav b'chus machos asuro shkol asura eino loke al achilasan. Shoraniskal, the Rambam says not to be nene, but by Shoraniskal, the malka, only malkas you get is on anos achila, not on shar hanos. Because the Rambam writes that all the surah, no, you're going to get malkas for achila. Perakdat Allah chavbeis. Harez aser banavim ochal mibsar aloke. But you don't get malkas for selling it to a goy. Only for eating it. So why dafka by shor haniskal does the Rambam say shelo lehanos? What's the difference between shor haniskal and the other surim? The answer is, like we said, she'ein lav miyuchad al iser achila shel shor haniskal. There is no special lav on the iser achila of shor haniskal. Even if you shecht it after the gemar din, the iser achila is mishum lav shelo tochal nevela kachol nevela. You now let eat a nevela. So this iser is midin nevela. And if you shecht it after Gemar Din, it's an avela, because shechita doesn't help, because it becomes like a behemoth tamei, that shechita doesn't help. And from the words lo yachel, you learn the yisr hana, even though other avela, samutir b'hana. Neyes b'sari l'rnafo gab d'shechtu kein basar b'vor b'gemara. But the yisod is that there's no special lav in the yisra achila b'shor niskal. No. It's just an avela. There's no special lav in the achila of shor haniskal. It just gets the status of an avela. K'chol nevela. And therefore the Rambam doesn't write there's an isra achila because there's no special isra achila out shor haniskal. There is a special isra hana. So you're right, in Echinami, there's going to be no malchus for hana, but you can't talk about an isra achila because there is no special isra achila. By Kili Akarim, there's an isra achila. By Orla, there's an isra achila. But by Shor HaNiskal, there's no special isra achila. Why aren't you allowed to eat it? For another reason. Because like it's an avela. So it's also out nevela, not out Shor HaNiskal. The isra achila is out nevela. So if the Rambam says, okay, so there I have to tell you that it's asra hana, asra bahana. There's a special isra hana here. There's no special isra achila, but there is a special isra hana. So right, there's no malchus in the isra hana. You only get Malkus and Hanos Achila, not another Hanos. But Al Kopanim, there's an Isser Hana. Al Shor HaNiskal. Mitzat Shor HaNiskal is an Isser Hana. So that's why the Rambam says, in the other cases, the Rambam says an Isser Achila, because it's Taka special Isser Achila by Kilakar, by Orla. But here's no special Isser Achila, it's an Isser Hana. There's no Isser Achila. The Achila, the Isser Achila is only because it's an Avela. With this we can understand what it says here in the sugya. Hi, Baal Shor Naki, the Mayasel and Asairoi. What does Baal Shor Naki mean? You're not allowed to get hana from the skin. Say, Dachami Lochal es Bsaro, Ksi Bsaro, Asvar Mutter. You might think it says Lochal es Bsaro. So the Basar is also the skin is Mutter. Lochal Ksi Baal Shor Naki. Therefore it says Baal Shor Naki. What does Baal Shor Naki mean? Even not the or. Vayim Sacham Chav Beis, Bavakam Mem Aleph. Mine Koshe, Bekfar Hikshe Echel Mene Rishonim. There's a cute typo in the in Rav Chevroni's Sefer. It's not his fault, but the typo is b'shchitan lo noy delami. You don't know who shechted it, but it's more likely shitan lo delami. It says in the Gemara, what does it mean when it says in the Gemara that there's a havamina she'oiroi mutter? Because it says b'saro. Harei, from lo yochel lechud, just from lo yochel alone, we would already know that the skin is mutter. Because skin is not edible. Like it says, Emsachim Chav Gimel. The Mandomar, Ein Megidim Menoy Sein Tam, Gidin lo havi b'chal nevela, Mishum usid lo yochel. So the moment you tell me, don't eat, the skin isn't included. Because the skin's not a bar achila. So you don't need to come onto the basar. Just the fact that it's skin. Just like if you hold that gidim don't have tam, so it's not included in nevela, because it says lo yachel. And yachel is what's edible. Now by nevela it doesn't say basar. But still, only what's edible is included in nevela. So mela, what's bechlal that happened? Why do you have to come onto the basar to tell you it is a havamina that the skin is mutter? Just tell me that the skin is mutter. It says lo yochel, and skin is, you don't eat skin. But based on what we said, we understand very well. Since from lo yochel, we only learn the iser hana. Because why is it aser v'achila? The Isra Achila is out Nevela. That's why there's an Isser Achila. And the Isser Hanah is from Lo Ye'ochel. And since Lo Ye'ochel is not referring to the Achila, it's referring to the Hanah, because Lo Ye'ochel means that you're not allowed to get Hanah, because the Achila by Bishar Nisko, it's not Al Tachila, because the Yisr Achila is because it's like an Avela. So therefore Lo Ye'ochel is telling you Hanah, you're not allowed to get Hanah. Hava Amina, you might have thought that even Oro is Aser Me'apasuk Lo Ye'ochel. In other words, you would think it's like an Eino Inyan. Im Eino Inyan Le'iser Achila, so then learn it Le'iser Hanah. That's what the Gemara is a Hava Amina. Since it says Lo Ye'ochel es Bisaro, you might think Basar is Asar and the Or is Mutter. So the Gemara could not have said that you would think from Lo Ye'ochel that the Or is Mutter. Because what would you have said? You'd say no. The Lo Ye'ochel isn't referring to Achila. The Lo Ye'ochel is referring to Hanah. Because where does the Isser Achila come from? That it's an Avela. It's a Memela. What is the Lo Ye'ochel teaching you? That it's Aser B'Hanah. And therefore you would have thought that Or is also Aser. Why? Out Lo Ye'ochel. Because it's like Ain't no Inyan Lisser Achila. It's not telling you the Isser Achila. Why is it not telling you the Isser Achila? Because it's Isser out Avela. So what's it telling you? It's telling you an Isser Hanah. So the Isser Hanah includes the Or. So therefore the Gemara could not have said that we're going to learn from Lo Ye'ochel that the Or is Mutter. Because you're not going to learn from Lo Ye'ochel that the Or is Mutter. Because Lo Ye'ochel was referring to the Isser Hanah, not to the Isser Achila. And that would include Or, even though Or is Lav Bar Achila. So therefore the Gemara says, you know what the Hava Amina to be Mati Or is? Because it says, Bisaro! Bisaro Aser Oro Mutter! And therefore it says, Baal Asher Nagad. It tells us that even though that it's still the Or is Aser. So again, so the Yisod is that the Isser Achila is because of the Lav of Lo Sochal Nevela. And therefore, if you shecht it after the Gemara Din, it's no good. Because it's like a Behema Temeah. The Shechita didn't help. Does Shechita help by a Behema Temeah? No. Therefore, also here, Shechita doesn't help. Because it's an Avela. It's Aser Alts Nevela. Since it's like a Behema Temeah, it's going to be Aser Alts Nevela. And what do you learn from Lo Ye'ochel? You learn the Yisr Hanah. Even though other Nevelos are Mutter B'Hanah. But this Nevela is Aser B'Hanah. And we understand the Havamin of Or. Sal Kadaitach Amina Shlo Ye'ochel Es Bisaro. Bisaro Aser V'Oro Mutter. Why from Bisaro? You would think the Or is Mutter? From Lo Ye'ochel, Or can't be? No! Because Lo Ye'ochel is teaching us the Isser Hanah. Because the Isser Achila is Alts Nevela. So Lo Ye'ochel is Isser Hanah. And that would include Or. So therefore the Salat Aitach to be Mati or Or is from Bisaro. Kamashwan doesn't work either. Therefore, it says Balashor Naki. So now I understand very well why the Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvah says Shalhanas B'Shor HaNiskol. It doesn't say Shalol Lechol, in order that we don't make a mistake and say there's a special lav not to eat a Shor HaNiskol. Therefore, the Rambam says no. That is an Isser Hana. But for the Isser Achila, there's no special lav. They're just a lav de Nevela. Just this Nevela is Aser Bana from Lo Yochel. And that's what, again, the Rambam writes in Hilal Malachos Surahs, Dalet Chav Beis. After skila, you're not allowed to get any hana from it, giving it to dogs, goyim, etc. Because the loye ochel asks it b'hana. The iser achila comes out to nevela, and the iser hana is because it's this nevela is aser b'hana. So there's no special Isser Achila by Shor HaNiskol. Can't say, you can't classify it as an Isser Achila because of Shor HaNiskol. It has to be classified as an Isser Achila of Nevela. The Shor HaNiskol is a Nevela. So if the Rambam doesn't say anything about having Isser Achila, just Isser Hana. Because the special is Hana of this Nevela by Shor HaNiskol. So now we can understand the Tosrid, who writes that a ben pkua, even though it gets skila, nevertheless, the basar is mutter b'achilu b'hano. That a ben pkua, afshu b'skila, filu achi b'saro mutar, b'achila u'b'hana. Because what do we want to say? We wanted to ask. Wait a second, time out, coach. How come? The Gemara doesn't say that we have a special limit of the pasuk to teach you that even a ben pkua zasser after skila, because a ben pkua doesn't require shechita. No, because a ben pkua, says the Tosfos Reed, even though it's biskila, the bus is going to be mutar b'achilu b'hana. Why? Since there's no special lav by Shor HaNiskol for the Isser Achila. Rather, we learn that shechita is not affected by Shor HaNiskol like the Rambam says, dinasik behema tumeya, and therefore benishchat Aser Mishum Isser Nevela, Kachol Nevelos. So after the Shechita, it's going to be an Isser Nevela. And therefore by Ben Pkua, that it doesn't require Shechita, because it's Keshachut, it's already considered like Shechted before the Gemar Din. It's already Shechted before the Gemar Din. So therefore, it's not going to be Aser Bachila. And therefore it's a Dover Pashut by the Tosfos Reed. That is sure that you shechted two simanim or most of two simanim and it didn't gicha. The buster is not usr. Why? Because since it's shechted, it's not shaykh to have an isr nevela. Because the whole isr of benishcha racha gmar din is because the shechita is not effective because it's like a nevela. Because it's like a behema tumeya and therefore there's no good shechita there. So your shechita just is a nevela. It's a garnish to shechita. It's nothing. But here, if you shechted two simanim or rov two simanim, and then it gored, then it killed. It's not shaykh to say there's an Isser Nevela. What Isser Nevela is there? It's already dead. It was already shechted properly. And that it's mutter b'hana, it would appear that the alfusa by Shor HaNiskol is that even though Sha'ar Nevelos are Mutter Behana, this Nevela, the Torah wasn't Matir, as is Muchach from the Lashon of the Meiri that we brought in the previous shir. Aval Pisha Sha'ar Nevelos Mutaris Behana, this one is Aser Behana. Even though Av Shachtu Mishachtu Mishenigmar Dino Lisakal Aser Behana Ben Besar Ben Oro, so this nevela has an Isser Hana. This nevela, the Torah wasn't matir, but therefore ben pkua, which isn't a nevela, it's going to be mutter b'hana. In other words, it starts with the Isser Nevela. Once there's an Isser Nevela, we answer this nevela b'hana. But a ben pkua is not an avela. Ben pkua can't be an avela because it doesn't require shechita. Once it can't be an avela, it's going to be mutar mano. And that's why the Gemara doesn't have a, doesn't say, it's to tell you that a ben pkua is going to be also lacha gemar din. Because ma pitom. Ben pkua doesn't require shechita. So it's already mutar. So it can't be an avela. You can't say, oh, the gemar din turned it into an avela. Ma pitom. Ain't no tzaruch shechita klal. It's already like it had its shechita before the Gemar Din. So it's beseder gamur. And therefore you can't ask you it bahana, because we only ask it in avela bahana. Okay, so that's very beautiful. And the next shir, unzer arbit, our avoda, is to explain why shechita isn't effective by Yeshua Niskal, and that it has the status of an avela. That's our work for next time. We have a lot more to do b'siyata d'shmaya. If we get there, if Hashem gives us the koach and the moach and the simchas chayim, I hope He does, and the health. And we should be zocha l'umot olam edlishma v'lasakayim z'kol levei salam torosu b'yahava amein v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.